You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. By the time refugees resettle in a new country and find a permanent home, a lot of them carry huge emotional burdens. The suffering they endured in their home country, the terror and hardship of their journey, the long wait for a new life to just get started. Psychologist David Goodman works with refugees at the Belmont Behavioral Hospital, and he joins us now to talk more about the mental health aspects of this issue. David, thank you for being here.
You're welcome, Megan.
Tell me about the refugees you work with and how they end up in your office.
So refugees are fleeing their homelands due to fear of persecution or even fear of death. I've seen individuals and families from the Sudan, Somalia, Eritrea, Iraq, Sierra Leone, Congo, Angola, Guinea, Bhutan, Nepal. So we're seeing individuals whose adaptational capacities have really been stretched to the max. I've heard stories of gang rape by soldiers, prison guards, kidnapping, torture, and slavery. They've lived through the violent breakdown and dismantling of a social structure and their former way of life.
Tell me about how you talk. When a refugee comes to your office and is clearly distressed, how do you begin a conversation?
People are looking for a safe space to reclaim their trust in humanity, though it would be a mistake to think that all of the conversation and therapy is focused on these past traumas. Sometimes they want to talk about just the adaptational challenges of living in a host country in a radically different culture.
Like what? Give me an example.
The model for refugee resettlement is that refugees are allocated certain benefits only for a fixed period of time. The expectation is that they're self-sufficient within 8 months. Oftentimes, people are very confused and overwhelmed by just navigating complicated social systems in a foreign culture. And so some of the work is going to be geared towards building available resources and connecting people with reliable social support systems.
The notion of therapy, to go see somebody to talk about what your troubles are, is a Western concept. So how do these refugees look at that concept of going to talk to somebody like you about their personal problems?
That can be a little bit of a challenge. For example, there's one British psychiatrist, Derek Summerfield, who talks about the case of working with a Sudanese patient. And after the third session, the Sudanese patient said to the doctor, "Doctor, your words are very kind, but when are you actually going to help me?" We in the West are very preoccupied with our inner processes. Oftentimes, people from different cultures are less concerned with that and want to get on with the task of rebuilding their lives. They want to get on with repairing the social fabric. For example, growing home gardens. That's a large community garden in South Philadelphia that was started by Nationality Service Center in 2008, shortly after they began settling refugees from Burma and Nepal. Now, these migrants have agricultural roots, and they wanted to create a safe and peaceful space for growing nutritional and traditional food crops in the city. You could see why that's really important, because it links the former life with the new life. I know that there have been mural arts projects, photo voice projects, anything that allows creative outlets, dance workshops, so anything that is repairing of the social fabric, I would argue, can have a healing quality.
David, thank you so much.
Mike, and you're welcome. Thank you very much.
David Goodman is a psychologist at Belmont Behavioral Hospital in Philadelphia.